Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
How do we usually start these things?
It's been so long.
Okay, how about this? Oh, welcome back from the two most usual podcasters, always giving you pods week after week. Usual, well, consistent.
What do we have tonight?
We're trying some like new beverages. Over like the first two seasons drank like two things, and now this is back-to-back bevy episodes. A fancy Coke, which I believe, oh yeah, it says it right there, is space flavored, and Dr. Pepper Dark Berry, which is dinosaur flavored.
That's what it says.
Yeah, and you can find them in the stores up and down.
Is the Coke Starlight still available?
Oh, maybe not. That's really good for us. We want to convince you to get something you can't get anymore.
But
it
might still be. I don't know. But if this one isn't, they are like releasing new flavors like crazy.
Yes. And I know that I texted you about the Mountain Dews, but there's seriously like seven new colors of Mountain Dew. And I just like, is it a soda resurgence? What's going on?
They've seen the spike in popularity that Oreos and Lay's have seen from us. And they're wanting to get in on get a piece of that action.
Can you imagine? Starlight. I'm looking on the Target website to see if I can still buy it. No. Not seeing it listed here. I think that. Oh, wait. Coca-Cola Creations. Not available.
Boo.
So maybe at some places where people are not like brave and bold enough. Here, it recommended one of it. Mountain Dew Spark.
That doesn't even tell you what the flavor is.
Oh, it's Dew with a blast of raspberry lemonade. But neither does Starlight space flavor. At least Dark Berry tells me a general vibe to expect. Crazy. And there, I saw this one too. Major Melon.
Oh, I have seen that one.
It's a very aggressive box. I don't care for it when I walk by.
It's got a little character on it, I think. Who seems pretty aggressive himself.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to war. He's got a watermelon. Actually, it looks like he has a helmet made of his own flesh, which is like, what's that plan, man? Okay, so
intimidation factor.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that is terrifying. Is there, one that you want to try first?
Or
expectations?
I think let's start with the Starlight because it came out first and I feel like, I mean, at least for me, involved the most work.
Yes.
I had to recruit my 17-year-old sister to obtain it for me and then keep it safe.
It does say it's inspired by space. I'm not seeing anything else. Space flavored cola tastes with a subtle cooling sensation. Serve ice cold for maximum refreshment and to feel like you're among the stars. 20-ounce bottles are great for spacewalks. This is what it says.
On the
On the Target highlights and description.
website? I am. Both of mine are in bottles. You have cans, right?
Yes.
So this will be an interesting note to see if there's a difference there. I guess we won't know if there is because we're not trying both. But in looking at the bottle, it does kind of have a pinkish tinge to it.
It does say that it's reddish.
Yeah.
The only impact I imagine that it will have that you have bottles and I have cans is that I've already made the graphics card for this next episode and I used pictures of cans. Pretty
And it
biased,
won't look
apparently.
accurate to me.
All right, let's try it.
Okay.
I have a first observation, which is that I love Coke Zero and I love Sprite Zero. And I like when they're flavored, and I usually pick that flavor at a freestyle machine. And this tastes like I did Coke and vanilla and cherry.
I'm picking up on those flavors. I don't know what I was expecting space flavored to taste like.
Dusty, like moon rocks.
And I am not one of the people that I like a mystery flavor, Airhead. I can't tell you what that flavor is, which now I think, haven't we discussed it? I think it's all the flavors.
Yeah, it's like the runoff between flavors.
Yeah, but I, in tasting this, couldn't have told you what those flavors are. But now that you mention them, yeah, I'm getting that. I'm getting a lot of vanilla.
I'm trying to look up and see just like what other people have been saying it tasted like. I'm going to the Wikipedia for this. Ooh, in Thailand, it's called Coca-Cola Starshine.
I think I like that better.
Okay, prior to the release of Coca-Cola Starlight, there were speculations to its flavor. Amongst them were raspberry, originating from a 2009 study that a center of the galaxy may taste like raspberries.
What?
It has a site. It from Coca-Cola first of its kind flavor. I don't know what to say about that. Okay, it tastes like strawberry, marshmallow, and cotton candy. That's what junk food review site Candy Hunting said.
Interesting because if you remember, I remember because the edit is so fresh on my mind. The Cosmic Starlight energy drink had kind of
Yes.
a cotton candy taste to it. Is that
Yeah.
what space tastes like?
Maybe. The next person from Food Network wrote that it tastes like a minty cotton candy sprinkled with vanilla. And I don't think it's minty, but in the back of my throat is a like I may have just swished some mouthwash, you know?
My tongue is feeling that way, but I got no mint in the flavor profile.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that when I'm drinking it. What a weird aftertaste, but classic space. Okay, I don't mind it actually. I think I would pick perhaps just a regular Coke Zero though. I'm gonna give it a seven. I like, who cares? I'm doing it.
I'm gonna give it a six. It is pretty middle of the road to me. There are many other things I would pick, but it didn't make me angry.
Ah. That's really all we can ask of fancy
I
flavor.
was gonna say, I don't know that a soft drink has ever made me angry, like even Beverly.
Yeah, because you're like, what an experience these Italians must be having all the time.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so we can move over to the Dr. Pepper Berry, which I think is a reissue. Is that correct?
That is what I've read, but I have never tasted it before.
Dr. Pepper Berry. I am obviously trying to go back to its wiki page that had so much good info. Oh, this is an article. Is Dr. Pepper's Dark Berry back? It's complicated. Oh, the soda wiki page, obviously. Dr. Pepper Dark Berry is a Dr. Pepper flavor originally released in the summer of 2019 as a limited time to promote for a limited time to promote the theatrical release of Spider-Man Far From Home, a great film. After the demand of bringing it back, it was brought in the summer of 2022 to promote Jurassic World Dominion. Did you see that film?
I have not yet.
I have seen not a single Jurassic World. Seems like maybe a weird spot for me to jump in.
Yeah, probably there are other better choices.
Would you say that this one is a brown liquid?
Yes. Quite opaque, actually.
Okay. And it says description. Dr. Pepper Dark Berry is a dark berry flavored Dr. Pepper. So,
Well, they're straightforward with it.
what is a dark berry? Is that a term you know?
Maybe just they used a lot of inspiration from different dark berries. So, like a blackberry, blueberry. I don't know what other dark berries there are.
Okay, dark skin berries such as blueberries, boysenberries, and elderberries. That's interesting. Okay, well, let's give it a try out of my screaming, crying can.
Ooh, it smells great.
There are so many more dinosaurs on the back of my kick. Oh my God. Blue and beta. Here's to you guys. Is this a response? It's very smooth to me.
I really like that. It is smooth. Because, I mean, in comparison to apparently what was a spicy cola.
Yes. Minty. I think that's nice. I don't know. I think I'll be able to work my way through my the 12 cans that I have to buy. But it won't be painful to do that. It's nice.
I drink Diet Dr. Pepper every single day. So the full sugar of this is overwhelming to me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I would love to try the sugar-free option, and if I find it, I definitely will, and I'll update you.
I look forward to that, and I think I would snag it. I would snag a bottle or a few cans. I like zero sugar options because that's what I want. I want to have fun, but I don't want to feel like I'm going to crash in 20 minutes because of the peak I was just sent on.
But I'm trying to think. I think like the freestyle machine that I frequent most often is at the movie theater and it serves Pibb. It's not Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
But the flavor options for that, you can do vanilla or cherry. And I think I would like to throw in a raspberry in there. I think would be closest in flavor to this.
Yeah. I don't feel like I can pick out the berries, but it definitely has like a fruity, like a nice fruitiness.
I like this one. I would drink this one again.
That's That's stinking high praise from one of the queens. That's what I know.
I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm going to also give mine a 7 and let it be known that nope, I don't have anything to let it be known. Also a 7. I was thinking something about it being like a the sugar. I don't know. I'm a little sleepy.
I've noticed, not in like the actual recording. There were just a few yawns earlier.
Me?
What?
Never. That's not my style. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, bang, bang, bang. Well, collectively, we scored them equally.
Well, then I apologize to the public. You're just gonna have to try them yourself, but you might not be able to because maybe they don't exist anymore.
No, but if you are like interested in like the cook flavors, this that bite one, which I and the marshmallow one are both coming out.
Yeah, well, I'm mad that the marshmallow one isn't marshmallow flavored.
Yeah, that came it's it would be on the nose, ding ding ding, but it would also be maybe delicious. So a toasted marshmallow Coca-Cola?
Well, it's been like 10 years. Do you have any thumbs up or down?
Well, I certainly do, but I guess I'll just say the one thing I started to watch today. Wait, let me preface this. I on Prime Day, I subscribed to Discovery Plus. My mom wanted PBS Masterpiece. I haven't checked anything out there, and Stars. And then I'm currently also subscribed to Paramount Plus and Showtime to watch Drag Race.
Okay.
So I've been trying like to just watch movies I've wanted to see or to watch shows that I haven't had the opportunity. So today I started to watch I Love That For You, which is Vanessa Bayer's show on Showtime.
Have you loved it?
I've really been enjoying it, and it is, I mean, I don't think I've ever watched anything that Vanessa has been in and not had secondhand embarrassment. She just plays that so classically and so well. But it's interesting. Molly Shannon is just a star time after time. It's good.
Chelsea and I watched the first couple episodes on a hotel TV. Like it was a
Nice.
sample thing available to us. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to watch this and I don't have the subscription. And I ended up falling asleep, but she stayed up and watched them all. She said it was so funny.
That's very impressive. I think that you can sign into my Showtime account like very easily if you are interested. Don't put that. I'm not stealing Showtime. Nobody heard that, but it's like not connected to a single other thing of mine, and you could, if you want to watch it, let me know.
Okay, next time I am lamenting a lack of shows, I will text you.
Sounds good. Oh, and then I did watch Trixie Motel. My grandma and I watched it, which was Trixie's show where she was making a motel, and it was very cute. And if I had an extra $550 a night to stay in Palm Springs, I think I'd try to stay there.
That's nice. Did your grandma like it?
Yeah, she thought this is Karen, and she was like, it was pretty lost on her about she understood that they were gay. And that they were dressing up as women, but why wouldn't they just have surgery to have a quote? Well, she used an unsavory word for breasts. And I was just like, it's just like the job. It's an art. And she's like, okay, well, I think this room's busy, but I like it. And she moved right on.
I love that.
And those are maybe my things, unless you say something that sparks something in my mind.
Well, just racking my brain of what have I consumed? Because I will say, in this brief break that we've had, There's not been much to watch. Lots of movies, not much TV. However, and we have talked about it at length, but I've got a new show to hate watch that I recommend everybody. Maggie on Hulu.
Yeah, we both finished it like in a unacceptable amount of time.
Guys, it's not a good show, but I'm very much invested and need a season two.
I'll be tuning in. I tune in.
Weirdest marketing campaign.
Was so strange. And it would just be like this. Imagine this is how we did our podcast. And we'd be talking and we'd be like, and that's a funny joke. Silence. Title card. Act credits. It's not a visual medium, so I had to add like some subtitles. Yeah, it was the thing about it is that it wasn't like the writing was awful, and at some points I even thought some like stuff that was happening was like clever, but it was kind of that sitcom where you'll meet a character in an episode and then that you've never met. They don't matter. It's like very Sabrina the Teenage Witch that way.
It is very Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I liked that show.
It was a nice way to spend a few afternoons.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed watching with you and then us both admitting that we had watched so much stuff.
We didn't want to admit that we were, I mean, it was a hard admittance that we were watching it in the first place. And then when I felt to get it off my chest that I was almost done, Elizabeth had to admit that she had already finished.
And it was like during the musical. So I had to
Yeah.
like really put in the time to do that.
So, yeah, if you have enjoyed some of our other TV recs, this one, it's a winner.
You know what else I watched on Netflix? I watched Lana Condor's new show, Boo Bitch.
Oh, I've not seen anything about that.
It's like she's a ghost. That's probably why it was marketed to me. It is in the same vein as Maggie, like not great, but just one thing happened in the plot that I was just like, whoa, that's pretty good.
Okay, you, that's enough for me. I'm gonna check it out.
I don't know that you should. Instead, I can't believe I didn't. F-Boy Island is back. And what I would say to our listeners, if you are going to jump on board, they're bringing back people from the first season. So you can't just jump into the new one because it's new girls and new guys. There are past players that are important. So you have to put in the time.
I this side of you will never stop surprising me, but
It's
I like it.
crazy. Are there two bachelorettes?
Yes.
And
And
how
I'm
does
not
that
watching,
it
but I
seems
saw a TikTok, and I don't know if this was real, but a girl, one of them gave a guy a rose, and he said no because he was here for the other girl.
that's great television.
Yeah, it might rope me in.
I mean, I don't understand how they got there. I'd like to read a little synopsis, but how fun. Okay, so Sarah said, whoops. Sarah said, Maggie. Anything else?
Yes, one more. And probably shouldn't recommend it because obviously I want everybody spending all of their time listening and re-listening to our episodes. But if you are in the market for a different podcast that's not about snacks, don't listen to other snack podcasts. Pod Meets World. It's a Boy Meets World recap podcast hosted by Topanga and Eric and Sean, the actors that played them, obviously. And I'm only two episodes in, so I don't know. Maybe it goes downhill later, but they are genuine good friends and have been for, the 30-ish years that they've known each other. And like Danielle Fishel and Will Friedle apparently live like 3 minutes from each other.
That's so nice.
It's so nice. And just their chemistry really comes across over the microphone, and I very much enjoy hearing their stories of what it was like to film one of my favorite childhood shows.
It stands up too.
I bet it does. It's really interesting. The first episode, they didn't watch an episode. They just kind of talked about what they thought the show would be and how they were all cast and kind of, the life impact it had on them. So the most recent episode I've listened to was the pilot, which Danielle Fishel wasn't even in. But Ryder Strong never watched the show. Like, he was a child actor before this show. And so, he was already a seasoned veteran and did not need to watch the things that he was in. So he's never watched it before. And so it's really cool, to hear his take on seeing things for the first time.
Is he just like, man, I was like the cutest kid, and my face is still really great? Is he saying that?
He hasn't said anything like that, but Will Friedle said that he just watched the whole pilot and was like, wow, I was terrible. And I just never thought that. I thought he was the best always.
I always enjoyed him. And then when he got like a little silly goofy, when he went to college, that's when he was in his prime.
They did laugh because apparently he always says, I didn't learn how to act until season two.
Fun.
Yeah, I really am enjoying it. I highly recommend.
If there were like one other show that did something like that a recap podcast, like what would you love to see?
I don't know. I think one of the things that I like about this, like I haven't listened to the New Girl one. I haven't listened to Office Ladies. I like this one specifically because it was such a long time ago.
Yeah. Nope, that's a different sound. You didn't un you didn't miss it.
don't know. Do you have a show in mind?
Does it already exist? Like maybe like Laguna Beach. I was so into Laguna Beach.
If it doesn't, it should. That would be great. Do they like each other enough? Would they get together?
I don't know. Some of them have made a lot more money than the others, so
Yeah.
guess it depends. I have all of those seasons on DVD.
I never watched it, but this summer, Lauren Conrad had a shirt in her collection that said Laguna Beach on it. And I was like, you children don't even understand the significance of
I
this.
hope it's streaming somewhere and that kids these days are getting a little taste. Is Boy Meets World streaming anywhere?
I think on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay.
Or Hulu? Hold on, I had Disney Plus pulled up. Own the full series DVD. The
Oh.
year I asked for it for Christmas, my mom didn't quite believe me.
So that was what you wanted?
Yeah, she was like,
Oh.
it's on Disney Plus.
I feel like I would rewatch them. I remember watching the wedding episode and I was in my dad's office. It was on the smallest television, like an old school one, way fatter out the back than anything you can imagine. And I just remember like weeping a little bit and then being like, all right, get a hold of yourself. I had no idea who I'd become. Big tears all the time.
Always cried on the last episode.
Was
You,
very
the
sweet.
last episode has great moments because you have, Eric at his ultimate silliest. But then you also have to say goodbye to Mr. Feeny.
Oh yeah, is the classroom empty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he does an episode with them.
Bet that's fun. I might check that out.
I'm looking at it now on Disney Plus, and like the promo photo that they have for it, it's the Matthews family and Mr. Feeny. And don't forget that they did like at one point recast the little sister. So it's the first little sister.
I don't know that I would have remembered that, except they were both on an episode of Girl Meets World together. It might have been the last one. I don't know. I thought that that was a very cute show. Ooh, Sabrina Carpenter, just put out an album, and I think that she wrote most of it with Julia Michaels. And I love when Julia writes for herself, but I love when she writes for other people. And there's a song called Because I Liked a Boy, and it's like, it's just very good about the nonsense that she went through, because she liked a boy. It's so cute.
Oh, check it out. I like her.
She's got a good voice. Their blonde hair.
A lot of it.
Yeah, actually, I would. That would be fun for like a week, I think.
I would like to go back to this promo photo of Boy Meets World.
Oh,
It's the
sorry.
Matthews family with Mr. Feeny and Sean and Minkus. Do you
Yes.
remember Minkus?
Yes. And again, more so from One Tree Hill, which is.
I remember him because I remember the name. Oh, yeah, because he came back onto Girl Meets World. But I don't know that he was a big enough part of the show to warrant being on the promo photo.
You know, they change direction sometimes, but they've already done that kind of stuff.
And he couldn't be cropped out because he's between Feeny and Sean.
The glue.
He's very tiny too. Like, he's more than a head shorter than Sean. And he's in the foreground of this photo, so he has the advantage.
That's hard to imagine. Oh, some people are just teeny tinies.
You're getting a picture of it.
Okay. I'll look
And
for
the way I am cropping it makes it seem like Mr. Feeny is a single dad to two very different young men.
I'd watch that.
Okay.
So small, and he
He's
looks a
so.
little bit like a lady.
He always did. I think that's why some of those clickbait articles be like, you'll never believe where this per actor is now and who is trans. And they always show his picture, and I'm like, but he's not.
No, but he looks like that girl that does commentary on that show.
He does.
The skateboarder, Rob Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like that girl. Maybe her name is Chanel or something. I swear to you, I've watched like four episodes of that show and it's all been at Laura Burkett's house. Oh, Laura Hose. She has a different name now.
I call Amy Freeze Amy Freeze, and I've always will.
She's actually fixed in my phone, but almost nobody else who has been married is fixed. Dana, if you're listening to this, you're still Dana Stebbins in my phone. Meltzer, I always had to check your Instagram to see. I always think there's a T in it, and there isn't. Mel.
Why is that the married names are so hard to remember the spelling of?
They just get like so intricate. Marry someone boring.
Or don't change your name.
Oh yeah, I love the idea of that. It's so much paperwork. Actually, literally today on What a Day, the girl was saying something about Jennifer Lopez, like the documentation saying Jennifer Affleck, and she's just like, it's so hard to change your name. That's why I never did it. I've never loved anybody paperwork that much.
Am so surprised that they went through with it.
I hope that they're happy and that they make it. My fingers are.
Me too. I really did think it was publicity, but I don't think they would have actually, again, paperwork wise.
It's just so many dotted lines. Well,
So on
I.
that note.
Yeah, the best of wishes from the snack queens to the married couple.
And this is it for real. I think we're back on our game.
Heck yeah, I don't have plans until fall. I don't know.
Well, my work stuff should be pretty much, I mean, work is never done, but Sephora opens maybe next week, maybe the next. We'll find out.
It should hopefully be easier though because I should be able to like bend to your schedule a little bit, which I was being very rigid about. So whenever you got time, I'll make time, baby.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, was it cars?
The
Oh,
speedy guy.
it was Loki.
Loki is on high alert. He was very loungy and perked up. He loves a good rubbing of the
Weirdo cat.
itch. Okay, well, thanks for trying some bevvies with me.
I just wish they were frozen.
Nothing I like more than a shared beverage.
Was nice, and it was really nice to catch up.
Yes. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.